This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will formally accept the Republican nomination as President Donald Trump's running mate for the 2020 presidential election Wednesday night. He'll take center stage on the third night of the Republican National Convention. The vice president's speech is expected to highlight the administration's record as well as goals for a second term. The vice president, who is a conservative Christian, has served as a key connector between President Trump and evangelical voters, a powerful and influential part of the Republican political base. The Republican ticket's opponents, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, attended the Democratic National Convention last week. Biden's campaign has since criticized the Republican convention content, saying those watching have not heard any plans for controlling the coronavirus pandemic. Follow VOA's coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. Police in the Midwestern U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, say two people have been shot and killed during a third consecutive night of protests over the shooting of a black man by police on Sunday. Police investigating Tuesday's shooting say it happened just before midnight in an area where protests are taking place. News outlets say the shooting was the result of a confrontation between protesters and several bystanders blocks from the city courthouse, where protesters had clashed with police for hours until they were forced out of the area. Tuesday's violent protests came hours after the father of 29-year-old Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot Sunday by police, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. We have more international headlines on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The 2021 Davos World Economic Forum Summit of Business Leaders and Politicians has been called off for January due to the coronavirus pandemic. Organizers announced Wednesday they will reschedule the event to sometime early next summer. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the United Arab Emirates, where he met with officials and discussed regional and bilateral issues. The State Department spokesperson saying the U.S.'s top diplomat also discussed a lasting ceasefire in Libya, Gulf unity, and Iran's malign influence in the region. Pompeo met with the United Arab Emirates Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed, among others. Pompeo also had meetings in Manama with Bahrain's Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa earlier in his visit. The second most senior U.S. diplomat wrapped up talks with top officials in Russia on Wednesday. Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Biegun capped a two-day visit to Moscow that was aimed at bridging differences over issues that include the ongoing political crisis in Belarus and the sudden illness and poisoning of Russian political opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Biegun's visit to the Russian capital marked an intensifying U.S. effort to find a peaceful solution in Belarus, where thousands of demonstrators continue to protest results of the August 9th presidential elections that longtime Belarusian dictator Alexander Lukashenko claims he won in a landslide. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson called for a transparent investigation into what happened to Alexei Navalny on Wednesday. The Prime Minister saying Britain would join the international efforts to ensure justice is done. He also called Navalny's poisoning a shock to the world. This comes a day after the U.S. government said it is deeply concerned about the confirmation that Navalny was poisoned. The Russian government has dismissed accusations that it was involved in an attack on Navalny, who remains in an induced coma in a German hospital after becoming sick Thursday while on a flight to Moscow from Siberia. Israeli attack helicopters struck Hezbollah observation posts along the Lebanon border overnight after shots were fired at Israeli troops operating in the area. The Israeli military claimed on Wednesday that no Israeli forces were wounded and that there were no immediate reports of casualties or damage in Lebanon. Go to voanews.com for more international headlines. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.